You're listening to the Super Expander Podcast. Aligned goals are pivotal for expansion. You don't need me to tell you that. But what happens when your flame weakens? What really happens when it totally goes out? Reignite your goals starts with awakening to the emotions that pull you further and further away. Letting go of your shame, denial, and frustration, and figuring out why your body is resisting your goals are the key to success. Regulate your nervous system, release the blocks, and reassess your path forward because your goals are ready to be reset and reignited. Hello, hello, Super Expanders, and welcome back to the show. How's your heart? How's your soul? And if this is your first time landing here and listening to the show, welcome. I'm so grateful that you're here. My name's Corinne Phelps, and I'll be your host. Super excited to dive into today's conversation. So I've been doing a lot of reflection as we're closing out this winter season, moving into the spring, fresh energy, thinking a lot about the things that I want to clear out, to let go of, that I want to step into. And I heard this quote the other day, or saw it on a video maybe. The reason you are not living the life that you want to live is because you keep feeding the life that you don't want to live. And I was like, oof. Now, let me preface this with, I am certainly not in a state where I'm thinking I am unhappy with the current state of my life. But what I started thinking about was how we can get so wrapped up thinking about the things that we don't want. We start focusing on not being at the end destination of the goal. And we start giving those thoughts so much more attention than actually giving that attention and intention to what we actually want to create. Does that resonate with you? And I felt like it was a fitting thing to share because I think that there's a lot of things I'm going to say today that maybe you need to hear, but you don't necessarily want to hear. And it's really regarding our blind spots. We all have blind spots in our thinking. Even the most successful people have blind spots in their thinking. No matter how successful, smart, or self-aware you are, you're going to have blind spots in your thinking. And you might be thinking in your head, like, I totally disagree with that. But everyone has them. It's part of human nature. It's because we all actually suffer from something called cognitive biases. When our brain tries to sort through, filter, simplify, and organize all of the information that's coming in at us, we make errors, make lots of errors, and we fill in the gaps with conclusions, with assumptions about reality. And yeah, most of the time, those assumptions serve our egos. To be honest, our thoughts can be the most untrustworthy thing, because so often they're not accurate. They're not fully true. The way that our mind and the way that our brain works is one of the main reasons it's so hard to progress in areas of our life that we know where we're holding back. This mental bias, this cognitive bias, actually just basically lets us intellectually bypass the truth about ourselves. And more importantly, it actually allows us to bypass our actions. I'll give you a few examples that might resonate. Let's say you want to start to exercise more. And without really considering or looking at your actual schedule, what it might mean to, I don't know, audit your time, restructure it so that you could fit it in, you just automatically jump to the conclusion that you don't have time to do that, which basically allows you to make an excuse and hold yourself back from doing the thing that you desire to do that's going to help you be healthier, help you have a stronger more toned physique and align with the life that you want to be living. Or maybe you sat down at the top of the year and you said you wanted to write a book, but you make this assumption that it's too hard to get published. And so instead of even trying, instead of even doing a little bit of research, maybe, or reaching out to some publishers or literary agents to find out more information, to see how you could make this big goal, this dream of yours possible, we jump to the assumption that it's just too hard. These are blind spots in your thinking. These are cognitive biases that allow you to essentially bypass the truth, to not lean into the actions that would allow you to shape your future in the direction of where you want to be, how you want to be living, that really holds you back from thriving. And I think the biggest game changer inside all of this and how it is that we actually start to change. How do you start to take charge of your future? How do you stop allowing these blind spots to hold you back and allowing cognitive bias to keep you from living the life that you desire? How do we do that? So I've been thinking about this, right, a lot in my reflective state of stepping into spring. And I think that the moment we realize that everything in life is unfolding based on our choices, it isn't happening to you. It's unfolding based on the choices that we make. When you think about the things that you desire, whether it is a sleeker, more toned body, a more robust bank account, a deeper, more connected relationship, a business that is growing and thriving, the first place that we get to look is our choices. Are the choices that we're making on a daily basis taking us closer towards them, or are they taking us further away? Considering the actions that we're taking, the stories that we're telling ourselves, those are the things that are creating the results that are right in front of you. So as I was taking inventory of where I want to be, I started thinking about these things and really sinking into them. And I thought I was important. I wanted to share them with you because maybe you would find it impactful for you. Maybe you'd be able to start to spot your blind spots where your cognitive bias is holding you back from living that life. And in this assessment, and when you start looking at these things, it's going to open up the opportunity for you to close the gap. I started thinking about this too, and in connection to manifestation and that idea that our cognitive biases are actually creating these manifestations of things that we don't want, right? Our thoughts become things. And so if you're leaning more into that cognitive bias, you're not spotting it and trying to shift it and move into this place of creating these thoughts of where we want to go, of that life that we want to live, so that we can make the choices, we can take the actions to create it. Where are your biases? Where are your blind spots holding you back? It's time to do a little spring cleaning and start shedding those biases so that we can lean into that fresh energy and create the life you desire. And in the energy of creation of spring, we're doing two live breathwork experiences this month inside of Cultivate, a spring cleanse and abundance embodiment. I'm dropping a link down in the show notes for you to come join us inside of Cultivate for the first week for free. So you get to completely test drive it, see the vibe, the energy, access the portal, and join one of the live breathwork experiences this month completely for free. And if you're like, what the heck is Cultivate? Cultivate is the breathwork membership community portal where I guide you through live experiences. You have access to a whole host of audios to support your growth. the regulation of your nervous system, and really lean into your most expansive self. Thank you so much for being here today. I so appreciate you. And if you like what you heard, take a second, scroll down, hit those 5 stars, and leave a written review. It goes such a long way to help expand and grow this community. I will catch you on the next episode. Like a fire needs oxygen and fuel, you're not meant to reach your goals alone. Your missing part could be as simple as finding the right community. And if it's not my community, there's definitely the right one out there for you. If you're looking for a place to start, check out the link in the show notes and let this community help you breathe in fresh oxygen.